I'm going to come up with some scenarios here, and you tell me, as a psychic, what you would recommend for people to do or how they do it. All right. A guy has got a business. His instincts of sales are horrible. His intuition is bad. What does he do?
First of all, he steps back, and he tries to get inside himself a little bit and makes connection with that psychic side and says, you know, show me the way. Don't be so right brain, and let that instinctive side, click in, and that would be the part of, that would help you to deal with that. Because most people don't take, and I tell people in the book, if you took 5 minutes a day to do a little praying or a little meditating, you'd start to open up that side.
Somebody wants to find their soulmate, their love of their life. What do they do?
Oh, I have a great exercise for people. I tell people, and I do this and people laugh at me, write down on a piece of paper 12 qualities of what you're looking for.
What you're looking for. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Meaning that we are polar, we have a tendency to attract similar people in our life. So you do that for a reason and put it under your pillow and let your unconscious part, click on it for a while. And I guarantee you probably in about 2 weeks' time or so, you'll start bringing that better energy in your life.
And you'll probably meet that person?
Oh, absolutely.
But you have to put 12. Why 12?
I just like 12. I always like the number 12.
That's a stretch. I can come up with two or three.
Well, you
no,
could
I'm kidding.
If you wanted to.
So I guess by putting 12 characteristics, you're really making them think.
You are, and you're really making them develop that energy. So you're saying, you know what, he's 6'2", she's blonde, she's light-eyed, she's educated.
You've gone beyond the superficial part of it.
Agreed, because you want the substance part, which is the connection.
That's,
it's funny, when I met my wife, she was supposed to be fixed up with my best friend at the time. And I said to my best friend on the way when we were going, just after this place, I said, I'm just going to give you a heads up. I said, there's going to be a girl tonight they're going to try to fix you up with. This is going to be my wife, and sure enough, it was.
I love it.
Of course, my father-in-law sent my wife to therapy for 4 months, but that's okay.
wait.
I was crazy.
What happened?
No, my wife comes home and says, I've met, the man I'm going to marry. And my wife had been engaged before, and my father-in-law was like, oh, my God,
here we go again, right?
Exactly, and my father-in-law is an electrical engineer, and, he...
Practical.
Very practical, and he gave me, it was like, the Sockers movie, when go and it's Robert De Niro, asking you questions, and it was very funny. And
great.
My mother-in-law is totally into the psychic realm. She reads tarot cards. She was very open about it. She had saw me in the cards for my wife, and it was hysterical. And, my father-in-law now, it's like the whole family will ask me, well, what do you think about this, and what do you think about that? So it's a whole process.
Did you know it was love at first sight, too?
Yes.
You did?
Oh, it was a soul connection.
Had you dated a lot before that?
Yeah.
But
it was funny because I always dreamt of this nurse, and my wife was, in nursing school when I met her.
That's neat.
So it was good.
That is neat.
See? It's more fun, with having kids and doing this because my 15-year-old constantly challenges me to see if I know what he's doing and what he's not doing.
Oh, you do.
Oh, I do.
I think parents with their kids have this innate instinct about them.
Totally, when something's not right or, something is wrong.
Here's the thing, though. You have to know when to react, and you have to know when to do it. Because so many people just don't, they don't go with their instincts. They know that this psychic intuitiveness within them tells them, yet they make the same mistakes, Jeffrey, over and over again. How do they fix that?
Because they have to first cleanse themselves a little bit to step back and not overreact to it, because usually most people are reacting on emotion, not an instinct.